Your brain is hiding a secret. While you believe you're making rational choices based on facts and logic, a primitive part of your brain, the old brain, is actually calling the shots. This ancient neural structure evolved millions of years ago for survival, not shopping. Yet it determines virtually every decision you make. Why do inferior products sometimes outsell superior ones? Why do certain ads stick in your mind for decades? The answer lies in speaking directly to this prehistoric decision maker. Forget the simple left brain, right brain division you learned in school. Neuroscience reveals we have three distinct brain structures that evolved during different periods of our history. The new brain thinks rationally and processes language. The middle brain handles emotions and gut feelings. But it's the primitive old brain that makes the final call after receiving input from the other two. This explains why having the objectively best solution often fails to win the sale. Your rational arguments might be impeccable, but if they don't speak the old brain's language, the true decision maker remains unconvinced. Professor Antonio Damasio's research dramatically illustrates this reality. Patients with damage to emotional centers of the brain retain perfect logical reasoning, yet struggle with even simple decisions. Without emotional input, the old brain can't decide. This reveals a profound truth about human nature. We decide emotionally, then justify rationally. The old brain operates on a pre-language system responding to six key stimuli. Self-centeredness. The old brain prioritizes self-preservation. Despite our capacity for empathy, this primitive brain focuses on survival. Messages must address what's in it for me. Contrast. The old brain needs clear distinctions to decide. It requires sharp before-after or with-without comparisons, hence the effectiveness of before-after photos and clear product differentiation. Tangible input. The old brain responds to concrete ideas, more money, unbreakable, 24-hour turnaround, rather than abstract concepts like flexible solution. Beginning and end focus. Peak attention occurs at the start and end of interactions, an evolutionary survival trait. Place critical information at these points. Visual dominance. The optic nerve processes information 25 times faster than the auditory nerve and connects directly to the old brain, making visual messages more impactful than words. Emotional connection. The old brain requires emotional activation to form memories and make decisions. Without it, meaningful memory formation becomes impossible. Effective persuasion begins with understanding pain points. The old brain, wired for survival, responds powerfully to pain relief solutions. Your task is uncovering prospects' true pain, often at the subconscious level. Pain manifests in three forms: financial, economic impact, strategic, process-related, and personal, emotional. While financial and strategic pain appear in metrics and operations, personal pain remains hidden, yet drives most decisions. Take smartphone purchases. We analyze specs, new brain, and features, middle brain. But decisions often stem from deeper pains, status anxiety, FOMO, or fear of obsolescence, old brain. Focus on serious problems where prospects are already investing resources, not minor irritations. Without sufficient urgency, the old brain defers decisions for more pressing needs. The best persuaders invest more time diagnosing problems than pitching solutions. They probe deeply and verify understanding before proposing remedies. Treating an undiagnosed problem rarely succeeds. If you're not selling something unique, you're selling for your competitors. The old brain requires sharp contrast, which is why "we are the only provider of" resonates more than "we are one of the leading providers of." Even commodities can be differentiated. A bakery might not have the best bread, but its convenient location becomes its unique advantage. Every purchase decision hinges on something distinct. Your task is to identify and emphasize that difference. Video projector manufacturers exemplify this principle. One claims the lightest model, another the brightest, a third the easiest to use. Each owns a position competitors can't challenge. When market leadership isn't possible, create a distinctive angle like Avis's We Try Harder campaign. Your claim must create immediate differentiation through clear contrast, whether as the original, number one, recommended choice, or genuine, to trigger the old brain's decision-making. Having diagnosed pain points and established unique claims, you must prove your value proposition. The old brain resists change and requires tangible evidence of solutions. Consider this. When six startups failed to secure venture capital using projections alone, one succeeded by providing a working prototype investors could test, showing trumps telling. The most effective demonstrations, from strongest to weakest. Customer stories, 80 to 100% proof. Nothing convinces like satisfied customers sharing specific results. When ABC Company reports saving 5 cents per transaction, prospects can calculate their potential savings. Demonstrations, 60 to 100% proof. Brief, focused demos proving specific benefits provide compelling evidence. Steve Jobs introduced the iPhone by showing features in action, not describing them. Data, 20 to 60% proof. Financial calculations provide rational support, but impact the old brain less than stories or demos. Example, 5 cents per transaction saves $175,000 annually with 10,000 daily transactions. Vision, 10 to 40% proof. When concrete proof isn't possible, vivid metaphors help prospects imagine benefits. Though least tangible, it's valuable when other options aren't available. To trigger buying decisions through the old brain, use these key elements. Start with a grabber, something that instantly captures attention. This could be a mini drama showing pain points, a provocative question, or a powerful prop. Think of Steve Jobs introducing the iPod with 1,000 songs in your pocket instead of technical specs. Use big pictures to engage the old brain visually. Show contrast between life without your product, pain, and with it, relief. Febreze demonstrates this by revealing blindfolded people's reactions to freshened rooms. Keep claims concise with 3 main messages, as humans best retain information in threes. The iPhone launch exemplified this. A widescreen iPod, a revolutionary phone, and a breakthrough internet communicator. Address objections by clarifying misunderstandings with proof and reframe concerns like price through benefits. Tesla counters price objections by showing long-term fuel and maintenance savings. Neuromarketing principles work in all communication contexts because they align with our brain's natural function. Whether in advertising, websites, presentations, or interviews, speaking the old brain's language increases your influence. For maximum impact, focus on you rather than we. Build credibility through creativity, passion, integrity, and expressiveness. Create sharp contrast. Trigger emotions that drive memory and decisions. Address multiple learning styles simultaneously. Use stories to bypass rational defenses. Keep it simple. The old brain prefers clarity. Major brands demonstrate these principles effectively. Nike sells personal achievement, not shoes. Coca-Cola sells happiness, not soda. Amazon sells convenience, not products. Their success comes from speaking directly to our decision-making core. When persuading others, whether selling, pitching, or interviewing, remember you're communicating with their old brain, not their rational mind. Speak its language through self-centered messaging, contrasts, tangible examples, strategic placement, powerful visuals, and emotional connections. This approach yields results that traditional persuasion techniques cannot match.